Okay, that started. Let's see if this starts and everything will be beautiful. Starting. Miracle.
Is that your old one?
Yes.
You got it working again?
Shabbat Shalom. Yes.
Shabbat Shalom.
I never stop.
Shabbat Shalom.
Even the horn sounds good today. You know what? If you're jacket that had some fringe on it looked like a tzitzit. But anyway, I'm happy to be here today. I'm here. My voice isn't, but I am. But I'm happy you're all feeling good. I've been praying for everyone. I hope it works. I pray for everyone. And today's the Sabbath of God, so God will give us peace. We all want a Messiah congregation. Kahal Chad Ben Mashiach. Just a little piece of the Israel of God. And today's the Sabbath. Let's pray and ask God to bless today, please. Heavenly Father, Master of the universe, Creator of all things, we come to you in full belief, knowing that you're alive and you watch everything. We pray you always cover us from any sin, any blemish, any spot. We pray today, Lord and God, that you'll bind every devil away from us, every sickness, every ailment, every kind of disease, anything that would interfere with your holy Shabbat. Bless and anoint this day in Yeshua's name. Bless everyone here. Bless everyone on the internet. Bless everyone around the world that will hear this archived message. Thank you that our servers are working again. Heavenly Father, bless this day. Protect us. Put a wall of fire around and about us. Caution us from any evil. And I thank God for the blood of the Messiah, for the mercy of God, for compassion, and for this your gentleness upon us. In Yeshua's name, amen.
Amen.
Shabbat Shalom.
You're not in
line. Okay.
You're not in
line. Okay. Okay, here we are. You guys just missed the prayer, but may God bless every one of you in Yeshua's name. Today's going to be a little different kind of a service. It's not going to be a straight, you know, hour and a half kind of service. I'm going to talk a little bit, then we're going to stop and watch a video, and then we're going to, after that, we'll talk about it, and then we'll stop again, and then Carrie will read another study I have, and then we'll proceed. But it's going to be a little interesting today, so you won't be bored, and you won't be sitting there, you know, for... Yes. No, I mean, you know, your bodies want to move around sometimes. My ministry is a teaching ministry, and this is the season that, you know, we try to teach things, which I see sometimes. You got to make sure you speak correctly, because if you speak incorrectly, people could take you very wrong. But our ministry is a teaching ministry for every one of you, not just myself. You need to learn these things and divest them amongst wherever you go. You know, that's what you need to do. The websites are all working, thank God. It's all happening again. The little servers, I cleaned them all out, and I heard it like choking, but then it just straightened out, and it's back. If you ever need me to come to your congregation or your gathering, I'm always willing. I'd like to come when I could talk better. You know, I'm trying to talk with a smile, because talking with not a smile with this voice makes me come out sound mean.
You're raspy.
Yeah. But anyway, there's a link. You could schedule me in if you want me to come. Today's, we're still using the Gregorian calendar. You're aware of that. Today's the 15th. I'm sure you guys know what December is. There it is right there. Even though Deca means 10. You know, Pope Gregory's month right now is the 12th month. Even though we're really in the 10th month of God. Right there, we had the new moon last night. We're now in the month of Tevet, and it's the 10th month of God, which is totally hidden and erased. Now, I was having, like, my sleep lesson, I was dreaming about, let's say, like, this area right here. There's nothing here, right? But I just create something, and then I call marketers, advertisers, authors, just people that could add creativity to my made-up event. And then in process of time, the world starts thinking it's real. and everyone starts doing it. And that's exactly what's going on right now. And I was thinking about that in my sleep last night, how all the things that are going on right now are just made up. It's really incredible. Right now, this month is going to go to January 13th. We don't fear Nostradamus and the Mayan calendar.
Wasn't that supposed to be the 12th?
No, that's the 21st. But anyway, one thing you should always be aware of, and even if you're here, and no matter where you are, because Satan knows you, you're under surveillance by the devil. It's the season to be pagan, and you really need to know how to speak to people about these made-up holidays. Because if you say the wrong thing, if you talk to the wrong person, something else might take place, some terrible things. So make sure you know your words. Because there's a false image of love going on, false feelings and emotions. There's loneliness big time right now, depression, thoughts of suicide. I was talking to a friend of mine the other day. One of his friends is thinks about suicide. This is a rich guy too, has everything. He's thinking about suicide. And murder, you're aware that's going on big time. Who's a murderer? Satan. Yeah. And of course, financial debt is going on big time right now. Financial stress upon families. And so you got to be really careful wherever you are. Last week, my wife did the teaching. I did the study. She did the reading. It's online right now. I explained the whole thing about Hanukkah. And we don't get all excited about it, even though it's made up. We just explain it to people. We don't force it down anyone's throat. We don't, come at them like we're some wild, crazy, cult. And we don't do anything like that. We just explain it if they want to know about it. If they don't want to know about it, see you later. You have to start learning how to be spiritually finesseful, spiritual discernment, when to speak, what to speak, and how to speak. Otherwise, you can cause a whole eruption for nothing. But anyway, the reason why I like talking about these things, because I know there are people out there that love truth, and no lie is of the truth. No lie. No matter how nice it is, no matter how it's covered up, or no matter what it's decorated with, it's a lie. And the reason why I'm so adamant on speaking about lies, no liar will enter the kingdom of heaven. No liar. So you could be a liar without even knowing it, If you pretend a certain way and you're really a different way, you're a liar. If you act a certain way, no liar. But anyway, that's why we talk about these matters that are going on. Just for the record, I thought I'd mention this again. Pretty soon Kwanzaa is going to happen. Kwanzaa is just another made-up feast because some guy decided to make a black alternative to Christmas, even though Christmas is made up, which we'll talk about that too. But if you think about it, you got one lie upon another lie, and all that does is it's another made-up feast to kill each other over. I'm sure there's people that are, they're foaming at the mouth because it's Christmas time, and other people are mad at atheists. Some people are mad at, there's all kind of crazy things going on in the world. So best thing to do is step aside of everything. And if somebody comes to you with a nice question, then you converse. I wouldn't run around telling everybody they're pagan or heathens. Not good. You guys are, I'm sure everybody's aware of this, yesterday, unfortunate, very sad. We had a very evil person, 20 years old. He actually killed himself and 20 children and 6 adults and his mother at home. And, of course, he's Gothic. And I'm not saying every Gothic person acts like that, by no means. But I'm saying they say possibly he had a personality disorder. And, yeah. You know, Satan comes with many thoughts, especially this season, you know. Got to be careful. So that's one tragedy. Then, of course, I read another tragedy in China. Some other guy was killing kids with 22 children with a knife. Yeah. There's so many headlines right now about the war on Christmas. You know, people actually robbing Christmas trees. I don't know what they're doing with them. I mean, some people are, I don't know. Look, you're not going to end Christmas. If people want to do Christmas, fine. Just that we're not doing it because we know better. But we're not going to run around the neighborhood and terrorize anyone. Or we're not going to. Yeah, we're not going to pull the Christmas lights down. You know, I mean, it's ridiculous. Of course, right now, of course, because of these killings, there's a ban on guns. That's ridiculous. Obviously, I wish that every school had a police officer in it or someone with a gun. Because if you hear something on the intercom, you could immediately react and try to stop the threat of imminent danger of deadly force coming at you. That's what the police teach you. It's the only time you use your weapon is if imminent danger of deadly force is coming at you, then you're justified. But there's no one there. So some maniac can just do anything they want.
Target.
Yeah, target practice is horrible. Of course, last week I explained Hanukkah. You guys should all know about that, right? I had a friend call me up about Hanukkah. He said, looked over the internet about anyone that knew about the truth about Hanukkah, and I was the only one on YouTube. we're on YouTube. Yeah, we have out, it's on YouTube also. But anyway, it was nice to hear from him. He's a Sabbath keeper and a believer. Anyway, today's topic is Satan is the author of lies and confusion. Yeshua said to these people that were coming at him, he said, and this is really bold, he said, you're of your father the devil, and the lusts of your father you will do. Satan was a murderer from the beginning, and he abode not in the truth, because there's no truth in Satan. I took away the pronouns and put his name there. Satan, when Satan speaks a lie, he speaks of his own. Satan's a liar and the father of it. So there we have it. Satan is actually the father of a lot of people on this planet, says right there. Their father's the devil, which is pretty scary. Anyway, I'm going to talk a little bit about Christmas for the people that care or want to know. Once upon a time, Christmas was banned in 1659 and other times too, believe it or not. Because it had nothing to do with Christ or Messiah. Today we're going to watch this History Channel episode, Christmas Unwrapped. And for the people on Pow Talk that are listening right now, and you could look at my website, all you have to do is click on that link, and that'll take you right now to what we're going to do. After that, we'll look at a study, okay? So right now we're going to pause the study and watch the video, okay? Which is not long, and we'll see if it works. So I'm going to stop the recording, and we'll call it part two coming up, okay? So Shabbat Shalom. So I'm stopping that, and I'm stopping this.